Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen teams do that. And, you know, Lamar and I, we've had a lot of discussions about contracts over the years. And at some point, I'll probably talk to Lamar. I'm just really happy, blessed to have watched him play football this year, kind of think back on what we accomplished as a team and what he accomplished individually. You know, and so we'll have those conversations probably at some point.
And that point might be happening, and we don't even know about it.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. And that's more than likely the way it's going to be, that it's just those two discussing it and talking about it, and then there'll be an announcement, kind of like we had with Derrick Henry.
Now, we go back to the collusion aspect of it, and this news, Pablo Torre's podcast broke it all open. Everyone's been writing about it. We've been talking about it, where, you know, Lamar Jackson wanted out. Ravens weren't counter-offering. Well, they did couple of three-year deals fully guaranteed. Lamar wanted a longer-term contract. Ravens were reluctant to do that because of the fully guaranteed deal that Watson signed. And we knew this was going to lead to this big, oh, well, if he's doing it, then I want it.
Yep.
I want it too. And we picked, you think of collusion. You think of the owner sitting around a gigantic table with cigars and everybody throwing shrimp at him, and there's girls fanning him. It's going, bleep these guys. Ain't no way. Jimmy Haslam, you just tried to screw us. Your team sucks, and you're the main reason why. Don't ever do this sort of thing again. And then things got acrimonious between the Ravens. Lamar's phone was broken, apparently, during the contract negotiation.
Okay. You believe that?
I don't know. I mean, I've had
how many phones do you think Lamar has?
I got connection problems sometimes too, but not like that. not when I'm talking about $5 bazillion. That's for sure. That he wanted to trade, according to reports, the tape that the cost is like, well, give us a list of teams that you'd like to go to, and there was no reply.
Mm-hmm.
And then things got bad. John Harbaugh was ambushed. Remember it 2 years ago at the owner's meeting.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely remember that. Yeah. Because I think we were on air because it was
it was happening. He was in a good mood.
In
it was
Arizona.
Like 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he got blasted with that. And then it took a turn for sure.
Yeah. I think the thing that saved kind of all those contracts, Bob, Kyler Murray, because he was the first after the Watson deal. And they basically, Bidwell told his GM, there is no way, you know. And you know the agent, the first thing the agent's going to do is, yep, we want the same thing. That's, hey, you can ask all you want. You're not getting it.
But this happened 2 years ago. The hearing happened, what, in January?
Yeah.
So, Nolan, what does all of this mean in the end game now that it's become public knowledge that it seemed as though both sides were trying to keep this kind of on the down low, but Lamar got what he wanted, kinda. Now he's going to want more. I'm guessing this will be a more pleasurable experience for he and the Ravens.
I think this one
negotiating a deal, but, you know, owners got the dough. They like to call the shots. And at the end of the day, we will win. Owner, player, you will lose. And when your skills are set, they're done. See ya.
I guess
bring in the next.
Yeah,
well, it's kind of like Dan Snyder and Fred Drasner told me. They said, we want you to do this. I said, I don't want to do that. Look at your paycheck and see who signs it.
Well, my question is, when does this come up again? What player would be the one to spark this again? Because there's no chance that just for the rest of time, or at least even the next 5 to 10 years, everyone's going to be content with, all right, no guaranteed contracts, it's not happening, I'm not asking. Somebody's going to be in that Lamar seat again and have that leverage over the team to say, look, I'm that good, I'm a MVP, I mean this much to the team, I want a fully guaranteed deal. It'll probably be a quarterback again.
It'd be Mahomes.
Could be.
Could be
but,
Mahomes.
I mean, he's already... what does he need it for?
Yeah,
I mean,
he wouldn't want it because he's already good. Did a team friend. I think if, let's just say, Lamar's not getting it, okay? I mean, he's going to have more guarantee in his next deal where he's getting $65 million a year or whatever it is. He's going to have more guaranteed money than Watson. You know, and what people are going to see is he's not getting, if he's the highest paid player in the league, and if the highest paid player in the league is not getting totally guaranteed, there's not another team that will do totally guaranteed. They're like, top player in the league not getting totally guaranteed. Why do you think you deserve it?
Yeah. So that's guaranteed money is what it is of Deshaun Watson. And he's, I know he's redone the deal to maybe like spread it out, defer it a little bit more because he hasn't done anything on the field to earn it. But if Lamar, for instance, signs a fully guaranteed deal, that's $74 million per year.
Oh, that's cap dollars.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's why that's what they're trying to knock down.
Yeah. So that's crazy time here.
Right. I mean, I think the big thing for me, it's everyone's focusing on that. They proved collusion. They proved collusion against fully guaranteed. I mean, the language here, and again, there's a lot in this. It's almost too much for one person to break down. But the one quote that sticks out to me says, there's little question that the NFL Management Council, with the blessing of the commissioner, encouraged all 32 clubs to reduce guarantees in veterans' contract at the 2022 annual owners' meetings. It's not necessarily about one or two players in particular, or Watson, or the next quarterback, Lamar in that case, getting the mega guaranteed deal. This was a sweeping, we're reducing guarantees across the board for everyone, even a smaller contract, reducing guarantees as much as possible. That's, to me, that's the sticking point that next time a CBA comes up, which is always contentious, is always a back and forth, and even at times has led to sort of a lockout in the NFL. Yeah. What was it, 2011?
Benny and I remember two strikes.
Yes. Right. So this isn't going away. I mean, it might fade out of the news cycle for now, but it will come back again.
But why would it be at the behest of the commissioner of the league who works for the owners and gets paid handsomely to do so? Maybe he wants more in his coffers. Hey, I just saved you a few million dollars by recommending this sort of business strategy here.
Well, he's getting about $70 million.
It's insanity.
Yeah.
If anybody should be bitching and complaining, it's us watching him. And then he's hugging these guys. Hey, once you reach your five-year window, get off the stage. I want the next person to pose for.
Right. I mean, unless they change things on, well, it's not fully guaranteed at that point. But the only thing I could think of is they want the injury protection, right? I mean,
yes.
That's the biggest sticking
point.
Yeah,
mode. Sure.
You know, because Lamar or another player out there, in theory, could be worthy of that money. But you want to protect yourself in the event of an injury. And Lamar is a perfect example. At that point in his career, injuries were a very big talking point. He had missed a portion of two seasons in a row.
And that's what the Ravens, and that's what the teams want too, is they want protection from injury so they can get out of those deals.
But can the NFL Players Association ever be as strong as baseball's, where it's like NBA's, or screw you?
They always concede. Because you see it
exactly.
Like they want to add an 18th game. And the players that are seemingly against it right now, well, they'll fold because they'll trade it in exchange for, I don't know, less preseason games or less training camp days, stuff like that. It's always a give and take.
I just, I think it's going to be impossible for them to get guaranteed. I just think, like you said, no, the owner's just going to say, screw you. You know, I mean, I don't think. And here's the thing about it is if you're the GM, one of the key things is have a relationship with the owner, that you have a good relationship, because it's easier to get deals done. And when you look at Eric and Lamar, I mean, every time I see Eric and Lamar, they're hugging or, you know, so they have a good relationship. That's why I think it's going to be an easy, although Eric says he's a tough negotiator. I mean, Lamar knows what he wants, you know, but I think he's going to want to, hey, we need this to win a Super Bowl. I think Lamar wants to win a Super Bowl more than anything. He's got enough money to last whatever he needs.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, since we're talking money, hopefully we're counting some by yourself. Talk about sports subjects of this Wednesday. Jim Hunter talks Orioles. NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. We'll talk NFL more with Ryan Wilson from CBSSports.com. He's a Steeler fan, doesn't brag about it, but he's got to be real happy with Aaron Rodgers saying, pretty sure I'm not playing after this season.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Woman Crush Wednesday. Bob Eddie, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw's on the other side of the glass. Tons going on. Werbel Sports, Orioles, Rangers tonight. Down at Camden Yards can win a series. NBA draft, first round tonight in Brooklyn. Derek Queen's going to get selected. Where he goes, we'll all find out together. Later on in the evening, we're less than a month away from NFL training camp and other sorts of fun going on in our sporting world. But let's count some dough since we just got done talking about Lamar's. Where's ours? By yourself.
Oh, we got kind of a mixed bag today. The Dow's down 66. The S&P's up 54 cents. The NASDAQ is up 35. DraftKings is down a penny. And Under Armour's down 9 cents.
Let's start here in Major League Baseball. Max Scherzer expected to make his return to the mound tonight after a very lengthy absence that goes all the way back to the first series of the season that they played against the Orioles. The thumb was the issue this entire time. Even he admits that he doesn't know how it's going to hold up moving forward, but all indications are that his recent rehab starts went well enough. Bullpen session over the weekend, very encouraging. Plus, Toronto, let's be honest, they really need him. Haven't had much stability on the back end between injuries and poor performance. Recent history, though, shows that Scherzer, probably not the most reliable guy or the one that you want to put all your eggs in that basket. They even said that we're going to try to do what we can to keep this guy as fresh as possible, even if that means not pitching every fifth day. So I'll ask you, Bob, buy or sell, Scherzer will end up having to switch to a bullpen role just to stay healthy.
Ooh, I'm going to sell that because they brought him in, and I think they're giving him a nice chunk of change, too, to be their starter, middle of the rotation, back end sort of guy, because they have Bassett. They've got, of course, Gausman, Barrios. They have some dudes, and they spent a lot of money to build that thing. I'm thinking eggs are cracking, though. I don't know if he's going to make it through the rest of the season. When he does come back, hey, look at Verlander. He lost again. He's still looking for his first win with the Giants because they're kind of the comparable. They were on the same team in Detroit. Remember when the Orioles beat them back in 2014? Both up there in age, obviously. Both have had some recent injury stuff. And I don't think he goes to the bullpen, but I wouldn't pencil him in for 10 or 15 starts.
Man, Charlie Morton got a win before Verlander? No, wins don't mean anything
Charlie
anymore.
Charlie Morton's got multiple wins before Verlander.
Have guessed that earlier this year. How about the NFL here? Terry McLaurin, he remained committed to Washington through some pretty tough years. His reward appears to be a bright future with Jaden Daniels as his quarterback. The last year enjoyed really what was a career year for him. 13 touchdowns. And with just one season remaining, though, on his current contract, he knows that's the perfect time to cash in. He's held out of mandatory practices so far. According to Albert Breer, his asking price starts in the $30 million a year range, which is not market resetting money, would still make him top 10. Buy or sell, Vinny, McLaurin gets his money before training camp begins next month.
Well, I'll definitely buy it because they need to get it done because, you know, you've got that quarterback that changed your franchise around. And not to have your receiver, I mean, you're only hurting your team and your quarterback. So I think it's kind of like a Ja'Marr Chase thing. I think they get it done.
Over to the NBA, as usual, in not just basketball, any sport really, the defending champions always seem to open as early betting favorites for next year's championship or next year's finals. The Thunder, no surprise, they're getting that treatment here as they celebrate their victory. And based on the way they're constructed, probably deserved recognition. Very young roster, very controllable roster, a chance to add some depth to it tonight in the draft. We haven't had a repeat champ in 8 years, but buy or sell, Bob, the Thunder have a better chance than any other champ in that time to repeat.
Last 8 years we're talking about?
Right, so some team, who was in there? We got the Nuggets, the Celtics.
Bucks,
that's right.
I'm going to buy that. Golden State was in there too, if memory serves. Don't make me do math. But yes, I'm buying it. They're loaded. And they're about to add, as you said. They've got draft capital. They've got young players in their primes. They have a hell of a coach. They have the MVP of the league. They have emerging stars in Chet Holmgren and Jalen Williams. Oh, I'm buying it. Not saying they will win it, but best chance over the last eight to repeat. Yeah, let's roll with that.
And we'll close up this segment here with more off-season content in the NFL. It's the best time of year, I tell you. Lists galore. Nick Shook has the latest list that we'll discuss, ranking every division by quarterback talent. It's not a new one. We've seen this in the past, but it's an interesting exercise, not as easy as you would think. AFC South, they come in last. C.J. Stroud, the only real quality one to lean on there. AFC West, meanwhile, they're on top, as Geno Smith is the floor of quarterback talent in that division. Meanwhile, the AFC North, well, we talk about that all the time, they come in fifth. As Nick Shook writes, the Browns are weighing things down so heavily. In theory, Lamar and Burrow alone should be enough to lift the division decently high. And Rodgers, if he's healthy, should be middle of the pack in terms of quarterbacks. Vinny, are you buying or selling that placement here? Fifth for the AFC North.
I'll sell that. No, I don't buy it. Just because with Lamar and Burrow, you got probably, what, two of the top four? So, I mean, you got two of the elite ones in the North.
Who was number one?
That would be the AFC West. So Mahomes, Bo Nix.
So we're all in on the Bo Nix train?
Yeah. Herbert's ahead of him.
Okay, yeah. But I'm to push back on that, sure. Shook, with all due respect to him. Playoff games that Justin Herbert won.
Yeah.
I believe that's a strong zero, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Plus,
you know what I mean?
The thing about it is, I mean, if you just looked at it over the last 2 years, you could actually say Lamar is right now has played better than Mahomes.
Yeah. No. Last 2 years, yeah. I think a lot of people would agree with that. Second was the NFC West, by the way.
NFC West.
Well, Purdy, Stafford.
Murray.
What other teams in that division? I'm guessing last
Donald.
Was...
Darnold. Yeah. No, come on. I mean...
Last was the NFC South, I'm guessing here.
No, that was the AFC South. Where Stroud's
sorry
only.
About that.
Yeah.
Hmm. Jesus. No Anthony Richardson?
Well, he had both no him Trevor, and had no him Trevor and Daniel Jones out. Listed.
Yeah, what about Cam Ward? He got number one pick. Anyway... Cleveland weighs it down, huh? Because if Rodgers is even what Rodgers was last year, it's still better. I'm not all on that boat.
That's better Bo Nix was Bo better. Bo Nix or better.
Yeah, I'm not buying it. When we come back, let's talk some Orioles baseball. Are we buying the Birds? Still have a mini before the All-Star break run in them. We'll see. They got to go against DeGrom, and Tampa's coming to town. And we know what happened with, well, they split, but they should have taken 3 out of 4. And then NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. Look at these. We're going to get more into that. That's a very intriguing topic. We're going to talk about that a little bit more. Ryan Wilson. CBSSports.com. I'm sure he's 7 mock drafts in for 2026. And then the American League East report coming up at 1:30. There is day baseball. We'll talk about that as well.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
As we said earlier, kind of feels as though that's inevitable for them, the way this offense is inconsistent and beleaguered with injuries. But here to talk about the loss last night, because we'll microscope it. Series, obviously, they could still win. And then the final couple weeks of the regular season with our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, longtime voice of the Orioles. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back, as we do every Wednesday, Jim Hunter. Jim, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I finally cooled off.
Oh, yeah. I think I lost 4 pounds yesterday at Pickles Pub, and I'm going to drop 4 more today when we get down there getting ready for this series finale. But, hey, we're not whining. We're getting paid to talk about baseball, and I got to drink 2 free beers. Not really. But anyway, the game last night, they get no hit through 6 innings, then the uprising, 3 straight home runs, take the lead, and then that small ball fundamental flaw thing kind of got them, and we can start nitpicking what loss stung more than the last. I mean, we were talking earlier about the finale in the Yankees when they only scored 2 runs, could have been 3 zip, blah, 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 blowing an 8-run lead, getting clobbered on Easter, et cetera, et cetera. But ultimately last night for them, what proved to be the undoing, which looked to be one of the more dramatic wins of the season, became yet another in a long, frustrating line of tough L's here.
Well, I think the difference in the game was when Gregory Soto came on and he's protecting a 1-run lead and he walks the leadoff hitter Haggerty, who, by the way, is a stolen base guy. And not only does he steal 2 bases off Haggerty or off Soto, Soto doesn't even look at him. I mean, when he stole third base, he had about a five-length start to stealing third base. And to me, that's coaching. I mean, what is the pitching coach doing? You know, he's got to tell Soto, look, you have to look at the base runner. They're taking advantage of you. And we know how much Texas loves to steal bases. But he walks the leadoff hitter, Haggerty. He then steals 2 bases. And then Jonah Heim hits a sac fly, and the game is tied. You know, he didn't give up a hit, but You got to pay attention when you are playing a team that loves to steal bases. And again, to me, that's coaching. I mean, somebody's got to pull this guy aside and say, look, you have to respect the base runners. You have to look at them and pay attention to them. He didn't even look at Haggerty.
Now, the Orioles are in another rubber game tonight. And you know, the series sweeps have been few and far between. The long winning streaks, they had the 6-gamer couple weeks back that gave us some hope. And I mean, all's not done yet, but you know, it's dire. Let's keep it real. Why the struggles, Jim, closing out series here in 2025?
Well, I think it's a combination. You know, you mentioned the 3 consecutive home runs last night. They only had 4 hits in the game, and they all came in that one inning. When Laureano broke up the no-hitter in the 7th, with a base hit, and then the 3 consecutive home runs by Sanchez, Arias, and O'Hearn. I think the inconsistency of this team is why they're having trouble closing out series and why they're having trouble winning series.
Jim Hunter, our colleague here on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Orioles and Rangers series finale. Jacob DeGrom for Texas, 7-2. Taking on Brandon Young, pardon me, just coming back from Norfolk after a stint on the IL there. So as we look for positives that could maybe carry us over to above 500 record down the stretch, Steve Molesky likes to talk about these big 20-game slices. And they are, what, 18-11 since the second game at Fenway Park way back when Trevor Rogers made that sterling effort here. But with the injuries, the inconsistencies that we talk about, what's that fine line they're teetering, whether they're either going to really move in to wild card contention or the bottom's just going to fall out for them?
Well, the thing they got to do, Bob, is they have to start winning series. And you made a very good point a moment ago. You know, Jacob DeGrom is pitching very well. This is not a good matchup for the Orioles tonight, especially with the way their hitters have been so inconsistent. I mean, 4 hits total last night. But in order to chip away, they're what, 11 games below 500 again. And in order to chip into that, they have to win series. You got to win your two out of three and move on to the next series. And they unfortunately haven't been able to do that. I mean, they haven't won a series since they swept the Angels in the three games June 13th through the 15th. So that's what they're going to have to do. I mean, they lost the series in New York, and they're on the verge of losing the series here against Texas. Jacob DeGrom is a very good pitcher, and he is healthy. And, you know, this is not a good matchup for them tonight with Brandon Young making his third start of the year for the Orioles.
Hey, Jim, you know what? The things that bothered me a little bit last night, you kind of talked a little bit about something, but Haggerty, you know, he walks, and then he gets two stolen bases, and then they get a sac fly. I mean, they don't even get a hit, you know, and they get a run. Then the Orioles get their guy over to third with one out, and they strike out. The only thing that can happen, you know, I mean, to me, that's kind of, you know, the little thing. Just get the ball in play, and we're going to inning 11, you know, and then a catcher. Put the tag. If that's Rutschman, that's an easy out because the throw beat him. You know, just those, like you were the little things are what's killing them.
Well, I agree with you, Vinny. And the thing about Sanchez, he had a horrible night defensively. I mean, you have to be able to block balls that bounce in the dirt to prevent a base runner from advancing. And he had a horrible night. And, you know, maybe the throw was a little bit from Jackson up the first base line, but you still have to be able to be in position to make the tag. And he wasn't in position to make the tag. I realized the initial call was out, but it was easily overruled because the base runner clearly had his hand in there. So I think defensively they had a rough night last night overall. And that's how you keep yourself in a game and give yourself a chance to win a game. I'm wondering why they fell out of disfavor with James McCann, because I realize Sanchez hit the three-run home run last night, but James McCann was a leader in the clubhouse. He was stellar defensively, and Sanchez, by reputation, is not a very good defensive catcher.
They have McCann signed a major league deal with Arizona, too, not a minor league deal. Anyways, Jim Hunter, Baltimore baseball tonight. Our colleague, longtime voice of the Orioles. By the way, Gary Sanchez does have a home run in his career off of Jacob DeGrom. Birds, by the way, 3-9 in rubber games here in 2025. Jim, appreciate the time. Thanks, jump Jim. In that pool, get some swimming in there, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday and get in some BBT fun as well.
All right, I'm back on Monday.
You got it, brother. There's Jim Hunter, everybody. We'll come back, reset the program for you. NFL lunch coming up 1 o'clock. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Talk about that quarterback pecking order by division. Get his thoughts on that one. And the American League East report, talk about the games last night. A couple of walk-off L's for teams in the American League. I mean, the Orioles, we got into that one multiple times. And we'll look at today's schedule and the updated standings. Spoiler alert, Orioles lost a game. Cameron Wolf, ESPN, is reporting today that Joe Flacco is the favorite to land the starting job with the Cleveland Browns. Now, Deontay Johnson, who admitted yesterday that his legs are cold, he kind of checked out, and that infamous game for him against the Eagles, which led to his dismissal from the organization. He thinks, Johnson, that Kenny Pickett will be the guy. And as we look at the schedule, they, Cleveland, come to Baltimore week two.
Well, they got the Bengals week one?
I'm saying week, yes.
Yeah.
Week two. I mean, there's a chance that neither could be on the team. One? I mean, if Flacco assumes the role of the starter, Kenny Pickett, I think, would be dangled. I mean, because you drafted the two young guys.
Right.
Gabriel and Sanders. You're not going to keep four quarterbacks. But, you know, it is a very Browns thing to do to have four quarterbacks on your roster. Where the Ravens, they have a franchise guy in Lamar. Cooper Rush is the backup. Everything else is camp arm stuff.
Who do they play week three? Do you have that, Bob?
Cleveland? I do not.
Just because the reason I'm saying it is, all right, you got two division games your first two games. If you're 0-2 out of the gate, then what good does it have me, having two veterans and keeping four quarterbacks. I might as well, if I'm 0-2 in a division already and say they weren't pretty, I might as well just go ahead and start playing the young guys.
They host Green Bay
Oh, so you'd be all right. So if you're 0-3, Bob, after and it's two home games and one road game, if I'm 0-3, yeah, then you know what? I don't need to. 40-some-year-old quarterback. You know, I mean, I'd rather just keep Kenny Pickett, keep, you know, and then go with two younger guys and cut Joe Flacco.
And we talked about, and we'll get into this when we get to NFL Lunch in a couple of minutes, the quarterback pecking order by division. And there's only eight of them. But the AFC North was fifth. AFC South was last. Anthony Richardson, first-round draft pick 2 years ago for the Colts. His shoulder, he said at minicamp, was fine. But it looks as though, based on reports, that Daniel Jones is by far the front runner for that job.
Oh, I don't even think it's close, Bob. I mean, to me, it's night and day. You know, one's more a legitimate quarterback. The other's a wannabe. So, you know, I mean, the one is, you know, guy who can just run it and throw it 70 yards, but who's got a bad shoulder and can't throw. So, yeah, I don't even think it's a competition right now.
It might not change the hierarchy of that division in regards to the quarterback rankings, but, you know, Stroud's coming off a year where he still got him to the playoffs mm-hmm. again, won a playoff game again, but he had some injury problems. They had injuries at wide receiver. I mean, C.J. Stroud was a trendy pick to win MVP.
Yeah, their O-line sucked. Their O-line sucked. He got the crap beat out of him, and that's what they, you know, we'll see how much they improved it, because that's what they needed to do, because he was getting killed.
And we always go back to the wild card in that division, Trevor Lawrence. I mean, he was the guy with the big fancy rep. He was the number one pick, won a national championship in college. He has won a playoff game, beat Justin Herbert, by the way, coming from behind to do so. Wasn't it like 28-0 or something crazy like that? But by all measurables, as a number one pick, he's been rather disappointing.
Yeah, Bob, I mean, like, if I'd have been the owner of Jacksonville, you know, and I'm looking and I'm hiring coaches, the only question I got is how you fixing my quarterback? Or can you fix my quarterback? You know, that's what I want to know.
Yeah, and he got paid, too.
Yeah, no doubt. That's why I got to be able to fix him, because the last regime said he could, so I paid him, and now I need to get him fixed. How are you going to fix him?
Are you still looking at him as a guy that could be a franchise quarterback where he hits the field every Sunday? He's as good as any quarterback he's going up against.
Oh, not right now.
But you is he salvageable? Is it still there? Because, I mean, he'll break out the howitzer every now and again. Yeah. He's mobile, got great hair, as we all know. But does he really wow you when you're watching them play?
Bob, when you watch him, he doesn't seem like he's the guy that takes control. He doesn't, and I don't know him, but I mean, just like his body language and stuff isn't like an ass kicker, like, you know, like he's having fun and taking charge and running around like Josh Allen and Lamar. He doesn't look, I mean, everybody pretty much has said it. His best year was his freshman year at Clemson, you know.
Yeah, he peaked at 19. Nah, he's got a ton of dough. Yeah. I mean, he's still got skills. But, I mean, are they Jacksonville in the – if he's 9-8 and he's, you know, mediocre quarterback rating 91, are we still viewing him as the dude?
No. No, Bob, they went and they got an offensive young guru guy for him, you know, from McVay and the whole deal, you know, and he fixed Baker Mayfield last year, and, you know, is he fixable?
When we come back, NFL Lunch, we'll get into this quarterback pecking order by division. You can agree or disagree. Get in at 410-583-1057. Ryan Wilson, CBSSports.com. Talk about the National Football League, less than a month away from training camp starting. And then the American League East report games last night. Dramatic losses. Well, the Orioles, others in the division felt the sting of the walk-off. We'll look at the schedule and we'll look at the standings. Orioles do lose a game in the wild card. Now 7.5 out of the wild card with a lot of teams in front of them. It's June 25th, by the way.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.